Deep by Kylie Scott. Read for you by Andy Arndt. As always, for Hugh. Prologue. Positive. I reread the instructions, doing my best to flatten out the creases in the piece of paper one-handed. Two lines meant positive. Two lines sat on the test. No, not possible. My gaze darted back and forth between the two, willing one of them to change. I shook the test and turned it this way and that. I stared and stared, but just like with the first one sitting rejected beside the sink, the answer remained the same. Positive. I was pregnant. Fuck. The word echoed around and around the small bathroom, bouncing off the white-tiled walls and beating at my head. This shit shouldn't be happening to me. I didn't break laws or do drugs. Not since that blip after Dad left. I was studying hard for my degree in psychology, and I behaved, mostly. But those definite, neat pink lines stood loud and proud in the pregnancy test's little window, taunting me, the evidence irrefutable even when I squinted or crossed my eyes. Fuck! Me as someone's mom? No. What the hell was I going to do? I sat on the edge of the bathtub in my plain black underwear, covered in goosebumps. Outside, a barren limb swayed in and out of view, buffeted by the wind. Beyond it lay the endless gray of a February Portland sky. Screw it all. All of my plans and dreams, my whole life, changed at the say of a stupid plastic stick. I was only 21, for goodness sake, not even in a relationship. Ben. Aw, man. We'd barely talked in months. What with me doing my best to avoid any situation where he might be present. Things had been a little awkward ever since I threw him out of my hotel room in Vegas minus his pants. I'd been done with him. Finished. Kaput. My uterus apparently did not agree. We'd had sex once. Once! A secret that I'd long since decided to take to my grave. Him never telling anyone was a given. But still, his penis went in my vagina one time only, and I'd watched him roll the condom on, goddammit. Me lying spread out on the California king size, trembling with excitement, and he'd just kind of smiled. There'd been this warmth in his eyes, a gentleness. Given the obvious tension running through his big body, it had seemed so strange and yet wondrous. No one had ever looked at me that way, as if I meant everything. An unwelcome warmth filled my chest at the memory. It had been so long since I'd thought of him with anything other than, ugh. At any rate, apparently someone had diddled away their shift at the prophylactics factory, and here we were, pregnant. I stared unseeing at my skinny jeans, lying discarded on the floor. Sure, they'd fit. As in, I could wiggle up the zip halfway, and the button was out of the question. The pressure they inflicted upon my belly was a definite no-go. Things were changing so fast. I was changing. Normally, I had more going on in the back than up front, but for the first time in my life, I actually had the makings of a rack. Not enough boobage to get me a job at Hooters or anything, but still. And as much as I'd like to believe that God had finally answered my teenage prayers, when you added up all the evidence, it wasn't likely. I had a person growing inside of me, a little baby bean-shaped thing made from equal parts of me and him. Mind-boggling. What I'd wear tonight was, however, the least of my worries. If only I could get out of going. He'd be there, all 6'5" worth of rugged rock star. Just the thought of seeing him turned me inside out, filling me with nerves. My stomach dived, nausea rolling through me. Puke rushed up, filling my throat and making me gag. I only just made it to the toilet in time to lose what little I'd had for lunch. Two Oreos and half a banana. Going, going, gone in a hot rush. Yuck. I groaned loudly and wiped my mouth with the back of my hand, flushed the toilet, and staggered over to the sink. Whoa. The girl in the mirror looked spectacularly crappy. Face too pale and long blonde hair hanging in straggly wet strands. What a hot mess. I couldn't even bring myself to meet my own eyes. That I'd dropped the pregnancy test didn't even occur to me until I stood on it. My heel pressed down, grinding of its